主是你的慈爱吸引我们来到你的面前。
Lord, it's your love that attracted us to you.
来瞻仰你的荣耀。
To exemplify your glory.
求你挪去我们心灵的眼睛前面的一些的拦阻。
Please remove the barrier before our eyes.
放下一切我们心中的重担。
To relieve the burden that we bear.
这段时间我们就是专心的与你来亲近。
So that we can focus to be close to you.
是的，你是坐着为王的主。
Because you are sitting on the throne.
从永远到永远，你的慈爱不改变。
From eternity to eternity, your mercy does not change.
你的信实，你的美善都不改变的。
Your faithfulness and your goodness also does not change.
你不仅是掌管宇宙万物。
Not only you are the governor of the entire universe,
而且你愿意住在你的子民当中。
But you are also willing to live among your people.
在你的教会里面做事。
To do work among your church.
让我们也能够参与到你的工作当中。
So that we can participate in your work.
一起在地上来拓展你美善的国度。
So that we can extend the kingdom on earth for you.
谢谢你在过去的一年多的时间当中在我们教会里面所行的奇妙的事情。
We thank you for the work that you have done in our church for the last year and more.
愿一切的荣耀都归给你。
May all the glory be to you.
我们也知道也相信在接下来的时间当中你要做更奇妙的事情。
We know that you are going to do even more miraculous things in the future.
让人的生命在这里重生。
So that people's lives will be reborn here.
让人的生命在这里成长。
So that people's lives will be built up here.
让我们近处的、远处的人因着我们与你的同行同在而得到更大的益处。
So that people from close by and afar will be benefited.
请你继续的带领我们。
May you continue to lead us.
我们当我们要接下来打开你的话语的时候。
When we open up your words now.
请你的光来照我们的心。
May your light shine on our hearts.
在你的话语当中得着力量。
So that we will be strengthened through your words.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 这是我们昨天聚会的一些照片给大家看。
This is some of the photos we took yesterday, so I will show it to you.
美善团契在一起聚餐。
The Canadian Fellowship was sharing together.
大家都很开心。
We're very happy together.
当然吃一定会很开心的了。
Of course, when we eat, we're happy.
那我们也分享在主的面前的一些的见证。
We also have some testimonies.
彼此的鼓励。
We encourage one another.
尤其是在家庭当中哈，大家特别有那种家的气氛。
Especially in a family, we have the feeling of a family.
那我和师母也非常开心。
Mrs. He and I are also very happy.
在其中听弟兄姐妹讲方言。
I hear tongues among the brothers and sisters.
他们虽然是这个粤语团契的哈，但是他们讲的国语我们竟然能听得懂。
even though they can't see fellowship, I can understand the Mandarin too.
那感谢主哈，很快下个星期就是感恩节了。
Next week will be Thanksgiving.
那再过一个月呢，就是圣诞节和元旦就到了。
And then another month will be Christmas and New Year.
那今年的这个中国的春节也特别早啊，1月25号。
And then the Chinese New Year is also pretty early this year.
那我们借着今天的信息呢，我们想来思考一下，我们基督徒过节有什么不同？
I want to use today's passage to think about what is the difference between us celebrating festivals.
通常人们想到过节的时候，尤其在年底这一段时间，大部分人想到是购物旅游。
A lot of people, when you think about having, you know, holidays or festivals, they were talking about buying stuff as well as traveling.
家人聚在一起有一些娱乐，有一些享受的时间。
When the family gathers together, then there will be some time to kind of enjoy one another.
今天呢，我们回到这个圣经里面来看。
Today we're going to go back to the Bible and look.
看神的选民当初这些以色列人是怎么过节的。
To look at how the people, God's chosen people Israelites, how did they celebrate?
他们都过哪些的节日？
What kind of festivals did they celebrate?
为什么他们要过这些的节日？
Why did they celebrate those festivals?
他们怎么过这些的节日？
How did they celebrate these festivals?
那这样的信息对我们今天的教会基督徒又有哪些的提醒？
And then what kind of reminders do we have for today's Christians?
在这很频繁的过节的这个季节的时候，
In this very common festival season,
在这些娱乐、旅游、购物之外，还有哪些我们不可忽略的一些的意义呢？
What should we not miss out besides having entertainment or just celebrations?
所以刚才的经文大家可以看到哈，神的选民以色列人呢，一年是三次哈，去这个神所拣选的地方去过节。
Early on, you can see some of these passages. How did they celebrate these three festivals?
那这一年三次呢，讲得很清楚。
It talked about very clearly three times a year.
第一次是除酵节。
The first is the Festival of Unleavened Bread.
第二次叫七七节。
The second is Festival of Weeks.
第三次呢叫祝棚节。
Feast of Tabernacles.
那这三次去神所拣选的地方，实际上是包含了七个节日。
Actually, there are seven festivals all included in these three periods.
因为除酵节呢，是跟这个逾越节和初熟节连在一起的。
Because the Feast of Unleavened Bread is really together with the Passover and the first fruits.
逾越节呢是他们的犹太历的正月十四号的傍晚开始。
It's actually started in the first month on the 14th day.
那在这个傍晚开始逾越节的第一天呢，这个除酵节也开始了。
As they started that feast of festival of Passover, they also start that a feast of unleavened bread.
逾越节只有一天。
There's only one day for the Passover.
那除酵节是七天。
But then it's 7 days for the unleavened bread.
所以从一月十四号傍晚一直到一月二十一号的傍晚是他们的除酵节。
So actually, that unleavened bread festival is from the 14th to the 21st.
那逾越节对于犹太人是非常重大的节日。
The Passover is very important to the Israelites.
因为是纪念神当初带他们出埃及。
Because it's to remember how God led them out of Egypt.
代表神的救赎。
To represent God's salvation.
以前他们是不过节的。
Because in the past they didn't celebrate any festivals.
这个从亚伯拉罕到雅各这几百年的时间，没有讲过他们过什么节日的。
It never talked about how they celebrated festivals from the time of Abraham to Jacob.
雅各带着一家七十口人下了埃及，这四百年当中他们也没有过什么节日的。
When Jacob led his family of 400 to go down to Egypt, they also didn't talk about what they celebrated.
尤其是后来犹太人在埃及是做奴隶的。
And then also in the end, they ended up as slaves in Egypt.
为法老建各种各样的积货城。
And they built all kinds of cities for the Pharaoh.
做苦工做奴隶他们是没有时间去过节的。
So as slaves they didn't really have time to celebrate any festivals.
直到摩西带犹太人出埃及的时候他们才有这些的节日。
All the way until Moses led them out of Egypt and they started celebrating.
为什么要过除酵节呢？
Why unleavened bread?
因为他们出埃及的时候带的这些面团都是没有发酵的这些面团。
Because as they left Egypt, they took some bread with them that is all unleavened.
所以他们用这七天的时间纪念，也是在出埃及的过程当中经历神的恩典。
So actually, when they celebrated that festival, they was talking about how they celebrated what the grace that they have experienced from God.
酵呢，在圣经里特别是代表人的罪。
Yeast represented sin in the Bible.
所以借着除酵节呢，也是提醒犹太人，神救他们脱离埃及是。救他们脱离一个罪恶之地。
So as they celebrated the unleavened bread, is also representing how they leave Egypt or leave the land of sin.
那初熟节呢，是在这一个星期当中有一天是安息日。
And then there was also the festival of first fruits. Is also this day of Sabbath.
安息日的次日，第二天呢，就是初熟节。
The seventh day is that festival of first fruits.
我相信在台湾和大陆都是春天耕种。
We also know that in China or in Taiwan we planted seeds in spring.
然后到夏天秋天的时候就收获。
And then we'll harvest in summer or fall.
这是我们熟悉的这个农业的季节。
So this is our kind of well-known season.
但是在这个巴勒斯坦那个地方的它的那个季节跟我们有点不大一样。
But in Palestine, it's a little bit different.
他们耕种是在秋天。
They plant in the fall.
深秋耕种以后，这种子呢，在秋天、冬天过冬之后，是秋天开始生长，然后收获。
And then they will be growing over the winter season, and then they will start harvesting.
所以按照我们对照我们现在的日历哈，他们的这个除教节、逾越节、初树节应该是在三四月份，我们的三四月份的时间。
So actually, that period of time for Passover and so on is really around March or April for us.
所以大概到三月底、四月初的时候呢，他们第一批的前一年秋天栽种的庄稼呢，开始收成了。
So they started to harvest around March.
特别是大麦比较早熟。
Especially for wheat, which harvest kind of early.
所以初熟节就是在他们过逾越节、除酵节的当中有一天呢，他们特别把第一批出产的大麦带到神所拣选的地方。
So in that week when they celebrate the Passover and unleavened bread, they would harvest some early wheat and bring in front of God.
把初熟的果实献给神。
And to present the first fruits to God.
代表他们向神发出的一种的感谢。
To represent the thanksgiving they bring to God.
他们知道他们之所以有收成是上帝赐福他们的结果。
They know that the fact that they can harvest is because of God's blessing.
所以这是他们第一次哈，带着感恩的心要到神所拣选的地方去献祭的。
This is the first time they present that thanksgiving to God.
他们刚进迦南地的时候呢，会幕是在示罗。
When they first enter Canaan, the tabernacle is in Shiloh.
那是到了后来大卫做了王之后呢，耶路撒冷就成了圣殿，神所拣选的那个所在。
And then until when David became king, then Jerusalem became where that tabernacle and the temple is.
第二次，一年中的第二次，这些人要去耶路撒冷过节呢，是在七七节。
And then the second time when they go to Jerusalem is during the Festival of Weeks.
七七节又叫五旬节
It's also called Pentecost
就是从这个初熟节算起七个安息日之后
It's actually from the festival of first fruits and they count 7 weeks
七七四十九天加上安息日的另外一天后面这一天呢一共50天的时间
7 times 7 plus 1 Sunday then becomes 50 days
所以这个时候呢是再一次他们带着收成到耶路撒冷献祭的时候
And this is also again when they representing a harvest, they go to Jerusalem to celebrate.
所以有些人又把这个五旬节叫做晚初熟节。
And also some people would call it the late festival of first fruits, of festival of fruits.
应该是在五六月份的时候。
It's about the time in May or June.
这一批的出产出来的时候，他们就一起欢喜快乐的去耶路撒冷过节。
When they are harvesting those late fruits, then they are celebrating joyfully in Jerusalem.
所以前面这两次呢，一个是在早春，一个是在晚春，夏天刚开始的时候，这段时间过的节。
So the first two festivals is early spring and also early summer.
那第三次呢，中间就隔了蛮长一段时间的。
And then the third time when they celebrate is actually have a long time later.
第三次去的时候是这里讲是过这个祝棚节。
Here is talking about the Festival of Tabernacles.
那实际上也是三个节日连在一起的。
Actually, all three festivals are linked together.
犹太历的七月一号是吹角节。
The July 1st in the Jewish calendar is the Festival of Trumpets.
七月十号是赎罪日。
And then July 10th is the Day of Atonement.
那七月十五号开始呢，他们有一个星期的时间就过这个祝棚节。
And then starting on July 15th, then they have the Festival of Tabernacles.
对，这三次呢，前两次是在春天。
So the first two times are kind of in the spring, early and late.
那第三次呢，是在秋天。
The third time in the fall.
相当于我们的公历的九十月份秋天秋收的时候。
It's equivalent to our September when we're harvesting.
那我们就问说，神为什么让以色列过这些节日？
We ask why God let the Israelites celebrate these festivals.
那第一个我们看到就是过这些节的时候呢，神是让他们纪念神曾经做的事。
First is to remember what God had done.
神在过去都做了哪些事，他们不可以忘记的。
What are the things that God had done in the past that they should not forget?
这一代人过去，新的一代人起来，孩子们长大的时候，他们要年年听他们的父母长辈讲述这些事情。
As one generation grows up, what do they have to hear from the parents about what God had done?
这样让神在历史上的作为可以一代一代一代的传承下去。
So that what God did in history can be passed down from one generation to the next.
在这一点上，犹太人做得很好。
And also the Jews had done it very well.
从摩西到现在已经将近3500年的时间了。
Has been about 3,500 years from the time of Moses till now.
中间有几次他们是灭国，都分散到世界各地的。
There are several times that the kingdom was destroyed and they were dispersed.
那最近的一次就是在这个二次世界大战期间哈，这个犹太人受到很多的这个逼迫。
The latest time was when they were persecuted greatly during the time of the Second World War.
但是因为他们忠心的持守神的吩咐。
Because they've been faithful to God's commands.
借着这些的节日，让他们的这个信仰能够一代一代很好的传承。
Through these festivals, that their faith can be passed down from generation to another.
逾越节纪念神的救赎。
Passover to remember God's salvation.
除教节纪念神救他们脱离埃及罪恶之地。
Festival of Unleavened Bread to remember how they leave the land of sin in Egypt.
七天在除教节的时候，他们要吃无酵饼。
7 days during the Unleavened Bread Festival, they have to eat unleavened bread.
无酵饼呢，又被称为困苦饼。
The unleavened bread is also called the bread of suffering.
因为他们当初是很匆忙的出埃及的。
Because it was in a great hurry that they left Egypt.
我们小的时候吃一种饭。
When we were young, we eat a kind of rice.
叫做忆苦思甜饭，不一定是 rice 啊，就是那些窝头啊，那些菜呀、啊，什么苦菜什么。
Okay, it's kind of like a meal of kind of bitterness.
那长辈呢就告诉我们说，哦，以前我们都是吃这些的哈。
And then our older generation would tell us that that's what we used to eat.
你们今天吃得好，不要忘记以前的苦日子。
So if you today when you eat it well, you don't forget what we suffered in the past.
有吧？大家有听说过没有
？Did you ever hear about that?
那。在神的面前，神吩咐他的子民呢，不是忆苦思甜。
In front of his people, God told them it's not one bitter and four sweet.
而是忆苦思神。
And then one bitterness and
是为了让他们纪念神的作为。
To remember God's working.
纪念神在过往当中如何把他们从这种罪中救赎出来。
To remember how God has brought them from sin.
为什么要过祝棚节？
Why do they have to have the Feast of Tabernacles? They have been living in very well-built houses.
但住棚节的时候，他们特地要搭起一些的帐篷来。
But during that festival, they're going to set up some kind of
tent. 七天的时间要住在帐篷里。
For 7 days, they have to live in those tents.
是很不舒服的。
It's actually very uncomfortable.
忆苦思神。
Even though they're indigenous, that they are also remembering
this
God's doing. Because during the wilderness, they were living in tents.
但即使那四十年在旷野中住帐篷。
And then also they've been when they remember it during living in tents.
他们穿的衣服都没有穿破过。
They have also the clothes that they were wearing, they are not kind of torn apart.
走那么多的路在旷野，脚从来没有肿过。
Even though they have walked a long distance in the wilderness, their feet has never been swollen.
所以每年他们在做这个过这个祝棚节的时候。
So when they are celebrating these Feasts of Tabernacles,
神就特别的提醒他们神过去与他们先祖们同在的那些神奇的事情。
So God has been reminding them that the miraculous working of God during that journey.
这是神让他们过这些节日的第一个原因。
So this is the first reason why God wanted them to celebrate these festivals.
那第二个原因呢，就是让他们要记得神当下与他们的同在和恩典。
And then also God wanted to remind them the grace that God has been giving them at that present time.
神不光与他们的先祖先辈同在。
Not only did God was with them, with their ancestors,
神也他们当与他们当代的这一批人同在呀。
God's also with them in the present generation.
如果没有神的同在，他们不可以有收成的。
If God was not present with them, they cannot have harvest.
秋雨帮助他们在刚刚撒种的时候有充足的雨水，让这些种子能够发芽成长。
The rain in the fall was helping the seeds to germinate.
春雨是在庄稼要成熟那个时间，下雨之后让他们快快的成熟，有收获。
The spring rain was helping that harvest to quicken the harvest.
所以当他们在过这些节日，过这个初熟节哈，他们把第一批的出产带到神面前的时候
，As they celebrate the festival of first fruit and bring those first fruits，
是提醒他们说，
今年我们的出产都是神保守带来的结果。
To remind them that harvest that year was also because of God's doings.
七七节的时候也是啊，收获了之后带到神的面前纪念，带着一颗感恩的心来回馈神的恩典在他们的当中。
And also during the festival of weeks, it's also to remember God's grace, and that's why they could have the harvest.
吹角节到了秋收九十月份哦，呀，各地的这个犹太人聚到耶路撒冷的时候，他们在那里庆祝，在那里过节。
And then finally, also in that the last festival, they were also celebrating God's presence with them.
所以这是每一次过节的时候。他们被提醒的地方。
This is what they've been reminded in every single one.
那当然，第三个哈，不光是提醒他们过去、现在神做的事情，还提醒他们将来神要做什么事情。
And then finally, the third reason is also not just remind them of the past and present, but also remind them what God will do in the future.
这些的节日每一年都在提醒犹太人将来神所要做的这些事情。
All these festivals are reminding them what God will do.
是神将要做的这些事情的一种的预言。
It's like a prophesying what God will do.
一种的彩排。
An arrangement.
这些节日只是将来要出现的这些事情的影子而已。
So all these things are kind of like a shadow of what is to come.
当他们每一年在过这些节日的时候呢，不断的在他们里面 build up 啊，那种的对未来所要发生事情一种的期待。
Each year's celebration is to build up the anticipation for the future.
逾越节最终是在耶稣基督的十字架的救恩上成全的。
The Passover is ultimately confirmed and Jesus hanging on the cross.
所以对于耶稣基督钉十字架之前呢1500年左右那一批的犹太人，他们是在期待将来要发生的事情。
So for all those Jews in the 1500 years before Jesus came is really kind of like a rehearsal of what is to come.
耶稣受难的那一天，
on the day that Jesus was crucified,
正是那一年犹太人的逾越节。
It was actually the day of that year's Passover.
耶稣在十字架上断气的那一刻，
that moment that Jesus kind of died on the cross,
正是犹太人各家在家里面宰杀逾越节羊羔的那一个时刻。
It was the moment that each Jewish family was killing the sheep in their homes.
这些在神的面前得着信心的犹太人。
Those people who received the faith in front of God.
这些跟随耶稣基督的门徒。
Those disciples who follow Jesus.
当他们看见耶稣基督所成就的这些事情的时候。
When they saw what Jesus accomplished.
他们对照他们过去1000多年时间所反复每一年做的事情来看的时候，
As they contemplated in what happened in the last 1500 years,
他们就更容易认出，更容易明白耶稣在做什么。
They helped them to understand what Jesus did.
赎罪日每一年，那是他们每一年犹太人一个大日子。
Every year it was an important festival for the Jewish people.
赎罪日那一天，全国的人禁食祷告。
In the Day of Atonement, every single one would gather to pray.
因为那一年这一天呢，是代表以色列人一年当中的罪呢，在神的面前得到洁净了。
Is to represent the entire years of sin being forgiven.
那这是很清楚的指着耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的一次永远的救赎所讲。
So this is very clearly representing what Jesus has done on the cross is to have that atonement forever.
五旬节发生什么事情？
What did happen during Pentecost?
耶稣受难的那一年的五旬节发生什么事情？
What happened during the year that Jesus died on the cross in that particular Pentecost?
就是照着耶稣所应许的圣灵降临了。
Because according to Jesus' promise, the Holy Spirit descended.
带来了一次属灵的大丰收。
To bring about a spiritual revival and harvest.
当这些犹太人从各地赶到耶路撒冷过五旬节的时候，
When all the Jews gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate Pentecost,
当他们在庆祝说地上他们的出产呢，五谷啊，新酒啊，非常的丰硕的时候，
When they celebrated the harvest of all the crops and wine at that year,
在上帝的面前有一次属灵的大丰收，就是那一年五旬节所代表的。
But that was a great spiritual harvest in that year, and that was what that represented.
这些都是过借着过节呢来预言将来要发生的真实的属灵的事情。
So all these festivals are representing what is going to happen spiritually in the future.
所以前四个 节日所预演的这些事情呢，都在耶稣基督受难以及圣灵的降临的时候都已经成就了。
So all these festival, four festivals have been fulfilled during Jesus' crucifixion as well as the Holy Spirit coming.
但是吹角节和这个祝棚节所预表的耶稣的再来。
And then also the Feast of Tabernacles and as well as the Feast of Trumpets represented Jesus coming again.
以及借着耶稣的再来，我们将进入到一个永远的一个国度当中，这件事情我们今天还在等候。
We're still waiting for Jesus' second coming.
所以这些的节日呢，今天对我们也是一个提醒。
So these festivals are also a reminder to us.
我们再看哈，这个犹太人是怎么过这些节的呢？
Let's look at how the Jews celebrated these festivals.
第一件事情，他们是向神献祭。
First, they bring offerings to God.
这里特别提醒他们说，他们到神所拣选的地方的时候，过节的时候呢，不可空手朝见神。
It first reminded them that they should not be empty-handed as they go celebrate.
个人要按着自己的力量，照耶和华你神所赐的福分奉献礼物。
They should, according to what blessing God has given them, they should bring gifts.
他们要带着献祭的礼物。
They bring these gifts for offering.
如果路途太远的话
，If it is too long a journey,
他们可以把这些的出产的供物呢，先变换成银钱。
They can turn those things they're going to offer into money.
然后带到耶路撒冷呢，在当地买好这些献祭的礼物呢，带去圣殿。
And then in Jerusalem, they can buy those gifts and then bring it to the temple.
每个人献祭是个人要按自己的力量。
Everybody should be bringing the gifts according to what they have.
照着神给你所赐的那个福分。
According to the blessing that God has given them.
献礼物给神。
To bring gifts to God.
换句话说，你能够献给神的这一部分。
That means the portion that you can give to God
是神早已经先给了你的这一部分。
Is what God has already given you in the past.
神给你的福分多。
If God has given you a lot of blessings,
你心里对神的感恩的那个心更深更大。
So that your heart of thanksgiving is really abounding.
就借着你所奉献的礼物能够表达出来。
Then you can express it according to the gifts you give.
以色列人在神面前的奉献分成三个十分之一。
The gifts that the Jews give to God is divided into three one-tenths.
我们很熟悉的就是十一奉献。
We all are familiar with tithing, one-tenth.
但实际上呢，以色列人呢有三种的十一奉献。
Actually, the Jews have three kinds of tithing.
第一个十一奉献呢是他们带到圣殿来，交给这个祭司。让圣殿当中这些的立位人祭司有供应的这一部分。
The first kind of tithing is what they bring to the temple for the Levites as well as the priests.
那第二个十分之一
The second tithing
是把他们出产的十分之一带到耶路撒冷
is to bring the one-tenth of what they have to the Jerusalem.
在神的面前吃喝快乐庆祝来用的。
Is to for them to kind of eat and drink and be happy and celebrate.
我们今天的 potluck.
It's kind of like our potluck today.
把这一部分的十分之一带到神的面一起来过节。
So they bring that one tenth in front of God to celebrate the festival.
大家一起来庆祝的。
To celebrate.
这一段的经文记载在《申命记》的十四章。
It's recorded in Deuteronomy 14.
第一个十分之一是在二十二节。
It's recorded in verse 22.
他说你要把你撒种所产的就是你田地每年所出的十分取一份。
Be sure to set aside a tenth of all that your fields produce each year.
这是第一个十分之一。
That's the first one-tenth.
十四章二十三节说又要把你的五谷新酒和油的十分之一并牛群羊群中投生的吃在耶和华你神面前。
Eat the tithe of your grain, new wine and olive oil, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks in the presence of the Lord your God.
这是第二个十分之一。
That's the second tithing.
第三个十分之一是记载在二十七节后面的经文。
And then the third tithing is recorded in the verses after 27.
这里讲说住在你城里的利未人你不可丢弃他因为他在你们中间无份无业。
It talks about that the Levites who have owned allotment and inheritance of their own that you should not ignore them.
每逢三年的末一年，你要将本年的土产十分之一都取出来，积存在你的城中。
at the end of every 3 years, bring all the tithes of that year's produce and store it in your towns.
在你城里无份无业的利未人和你城里居住的，并孤儿寡妇都可以来，吃得饱足。
So that the Levites and the foreigners, the fatherless and the widows who live in your towns may come and eat, be satisfied.
这样，耶和华你的神必在你手里所办的一切事上赐福于你。
So that the Lord your God may bless you in all the works of your hands.
所以第三个三分之一是每三年做一次的。
So the third tithing is done once every 3 years.
每三年要把那一年的收成的十分之一分别出来。
So that in that third year, that one tenth will be separated.
做什么呢？
To do what?
帮助他们当中的穷人。
To help the poor.
有孤儿有寡妇。
There are the fatherless and the widows.
有寄居的。
There are foreigners.
那对他们要有怜悯，要有恩慈。
To have mercy towards those.
所以你这样算起来的话，其实犹太人他们照着神的规定的律法，一年平均下来奉献是 23.3%。
So if you calculate it, then on the average every year they are offering approximately 23.3%.
第一个十分之一完全归给神。
The first one tenth is to God.
第二个十分之一带到圣殿一起来过节。
The second one tenth is to bring to the temple to celebrate.
另外平均每一年的3.3%呢，是来帮助穷人。
And then every year on average 3.3% for the poor.
所以当我们奉献给神的时候。
So when we offer to God.
我们今天是在新约的时代了。
We are in the age of New Testament.
我们百分之百都是神的了。
100% is God's.
我们只是在地上来经营做神给我们这一部分金钱也好财务也好的管家。
We are only stewards of what God has given us.
但是在我们奉献的时候我们考虑这三方面。
So when we offer, we need to think about these three aspects.
第一方面就是我们奉献到教会这个宣教工作支持这个圣工的这一部分的奉献。
The first is what we offer to the church to do his ministries.
第二部分的奉献呢，是我们在一起吃饭、庆祝、过节的这一部分的费用。
And then the second portion is what we together eat or celebrate.
上周我们财务同工报告，我们这个午餐的奉献有点缺陷哦。
Last week our finance treasurer was reporting how we may have some deficit in our money for lunch.
其实这一部分不应该说奉献的。
Actually, this portion shouldn't be called an offering.
是我们自己吃用的费用，我们自己理当应该满足这一部分的费用。
So of course it's the money for us to eat together. So of course we should be satisfying that need.
这也是神吩咐他子民当做的事情。
It's also what God has told his people to do.
当神的子民聚在一起的时候，
When God's people gather together,
分享我们从神那里领受的这些的福气，
To share God's blessing among us.
第三部分我们也不要忘记，
We should not forget the third part.
特别是在我们过节的时候，
Especially during festivals.
我们看到我们的身边周围还有很多穷人，
We see that there are a lot of poor around us.
马里兰在全美国平均的这个收入算是比较高的州。
The state of Maryland actually has a pretty high average income among the United States.
但还是有一些无家可归的人在我们身边。
But there are still people who are homeless.
在他们基本的生活需要上有缺乏的人。
They have needs in the basic life needs.
那还不用说美国其他比较贫穷的州。
Not to mention those poorer states in the U.S.
更不要说美国是很富有的一个国家。
And on top of that, U.S. is already a kind of rich country.
事实上还有很多贫穷的就是在基本的温饱上都没有办法得到满足的这些的人民和国家。
There are actually many countries and people that cannot even fulfill the basic needs.
所以当我们在过节的时候，我们不要只注意自己的享受。
So during festivals, we should not just focus on our own enjoyment.
也照着神的吩咐。
According to God's commands.
去帮助在我们当中有需要的人。
To help those who have needs around us.
我们知道的我们就不可只是隐忍我们那些怜悯的心，我们要在实际行动上要有一些的作为。
We need to respond with concrete actions if we are aware of those needs.
所以这是讲到我们在神的面前与我们的家人、利未人和那些贫穷的人呢一起来欢喜快乐的。
So it's talking about how we could be joyful together with our family and those people around us.
所以过节很重要的就是快乐。
Very important to be joyful during festivals.
靠着主快乐。
To be joyful in the Lord.
在我们今天读的这段经文当三次, 这个摩西提醒我们在过节的时候要欢喜快乐。
In the passage we read, Moses reminded us to be joyful three times.
申命记16章11节说, 你和你的儿女仆婢, 并住在你城里的利未人, 以及在你们中间寄居的与孤儿寡妇, 都要在耶和华你神所选择利未民的居所, 在耶和华神面前欢乐。
Be joyful at your festival, you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levites, the foreigners, the fatherless, and the widow who live in your towns.
14节说, 守节的时候, 你和你儿女, 仆婢, 并住在你们城里的利未人, 以及寄居的与孤儿寡妇, 都要欢乐。
And they should be all be celebrating the festival of the Lord your God, the Lord, at the place the Lord will choose.
15节说, 在耶和华所选择的地方, 你当向耶和华你的神守节七日, 因为耶和华你神在你一切的土产上, 和你手里所办的事上, 都, 要赐福于你, 你就非常的欢乐。
For the Lord your God will bless you in all your harvest and all the work of your hands, and your joy will be complete.
为什么神的子民能够在上帝的面前能够这样的快乐?
Why can God's people be joyful in front of Him?
因为他们纪念神过往的作为。
Because they remember what God did in the past.
也记得当下的恩典是上帝给我们的。
They also remember that what they have currently is what God has given them.
而且这个快乐呢是有盼望的快乐。
And also this joy is a joy with hope.
盼望神将要在我们当中所成就的事情。
To have hope that what God would do in the future for us.
因着耶稣基督的死而复活。
Because of Jesus' resurrection.
让我们对人生当中最大的恐惧就是这个死亡不再惧怕了。
So that we will not be afraid of that greatest fear, which is death.
我们带着一个复活的盼望, 永生的盼望, 在神的面前来守节, 来过这些,
with a hope
喜乐的日子。
With a hope of eternal life that we can celebrate the festivals together.
这是以色列人犹太人过节对我们今天人的提醒。
So that is the reminder for us in the festivals that the Jews celebrate.
那今天呢想给大家提出两方面的应用。
I want to bring out two applications.
都很具体。
Very concrete.
在我们过节的时候呢, 第一件事情, 我们纪念神在我们身上的过去的恩典。
When we celebrate, we should remember what God did for us in the past. And also focus on how we bring our children to God from they were young.
今天这些, 哦, 我们这个基督徒不再过旧约圣经里面所记载这些节日了,
Today, Christians no longer celebrate the festivals that the Jews celebrate.
这是加勒太书新约经文讲得很清楚的,
Because Galatians talk about it very clearly.
这个罗马书我们最近在查考的也讲得很清楚。
And also very clear from the book of Romans that we studied.
信心坚固的基督徒我们知道的哈, 我们不再是说这个日子比那个日子强。
We know that not this festival is more important than that festival.
旧约圣经里面这些的节期只是将来要来的事情的影儿而已。
All these festivals that Jews celebrate are but shadows of the things to come.
耶稣基督来已经成就了这所有的事情。
When Jesus came, He has fulfilled all these things.
今天我们是借着纪念耶稣基督来过这些旧约的节期了。
So today we're celebrating by remembering Jesus.
所以从这个意义上讲，我们每个月都在过节。
So from that point of view, we are celebrating a festival every month.
有些教会是每个星期都在过节。
For some churches, it's like every week they celebrate.
犹太人只是一年三次。
For the Jews, it's only three times a year.
那我们至少一年12次。
We at least have 12 times a year.
是什么事情?
What is it?
就是我们的圣餐主日。
It's our communion Sundays.
在我们过圣餐主日的时候,
As we celebrate communion Sundays,
我们就是在纪念神过往的作为。
We are remembering what God did in the past.
如何借着耶稣的十字架的救赎, 让我们脱离罪恶。
Through the salvation of the cross, we have escaped sin.
如何借着耶稣基督的十字架的救赎, 让我们除去那些的教。 那些罪,
Through the salvation on the cross, we remove the yeast, which is sin.
靠着耶稣的恩典, 圣灵已经内住在我们每个人的心中。
Through the grace of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is living in us.
靠着耶稣的恩典, 我们生活在这个每一天的日子当中, 都可以经历到神的同在。
Through Jesus' grace, we can experience God's presence every day.
而且在我们每次守称餐的时候, 也提醒我们说, 我们在这等候基督的再来。
And also in each communion, we remember God's coming again.
记得带着我们的孩子来到教会。
Remember to bring our children to church.
带我们的孩子从小来看 来经历来认识来明白这些事情。
So that the children from they were young, they would understand these things.
当初的犹太人就是过节的时候全家一起去。
During the Jewish celebration, the whole family would be going together.
特别提醒做父母的要把你们的儿女带上。
And especially reminding the parents to bring the children.
这也是我们今天做父母的要被提醒的地方。
This is also the parents today need to be reminded.
不管你的孩子是小还在家里啊，是这 children 和 youth 也好。
It doesn't matter whether your children are young or still at home.
还是你的孩子已经成年了。
Or maybe they are adults.
甚至他们有自己的家庭，有自己的儿女了。
Maybe they have their own families, their own children.
我们都要记得，只要他们还在这个耶稣基督救恩之外。
We have to remember if they are still outside of Jesus' salvation.
我们这些做父母的就有责任为他们做守望祷告的工作。
We have the responsibility as parents to be prayer warriors for them.
尽我们的能力把这些孩子们一个一个都带到上帝的面前。
To according to our own strength to bring them in front of God.
上个星期我们有一次特别的聚会。
Last week we have a special meeting.
特别谈到这个他们儿童青少年心理健康的问题。
And talked about children and youth's mental health.
这是苏珊姊妹跟我们分享的一些的数据。
This is some kind of statistics being shared with us.
那看到这些数据呢，其实大家就会意识到这个问题其实是蛮普遍，也是蛮严重的一个问题。
As we look at these statistics, we realize that this is a very common and also serious problem.
这是美国的健康和控制中心发布的数据。
This is from the U.S. government CDC.
这里是讲到零一年到一七年哈、啊，这个在这个美国的自杀率的状况啊，一共是增长了31%。
I talked about from 2001 to 2017, the rate of suicide has increased by 31%.
特别提到就是说，男人的自杀率是女人自杀率的四倍。
For men, the suicide rate is 4 times that of women.
我们有个弟兄看到这个。数据说我们男人更脆弱。
So some brothers saw this and say we are actually more delicate than men.
那在青少年当中哈，这是零七年到一七年的数据。
For the youth from the 2007 to 2017.
青少年的自杀率增长了56%。
And that rate has increased by 56%.
短短十年当中哈，就有这样大的改变。
A big change in 10 years.
那现在呢，就是在青少年当中哈，它就是10岁到34岁的统计。
And then they talk about from the age of 10 to 34.
那在这个年轻人当中呢，自杀率已经成为死亡的造成死亡的第二个最大的原因。
The reason for death is the second cause, leading cause is suicide.
除了那些车祸啊，那些意外死亡之外，第二个造成青年人死亡的原因就是自杀。
Besides unintentional injuries like having car accident, suicide is the second leading cause of death.
那这不是基督徒写的哈，这是这个心理学家这个精神病专家们给出的建议。
So this is not written by Christians, it's just from psychologists and their suggestions.
所以面临越来越严重的青少年的心理的问题。
As we face more and more serious mental health issues for the youths.
那这些专家们给出的建议是什么呢？
What is their recommendations from the specialists?
怎么回应这种的局面呢？
How do we respond?
做父母的该怎样带领我们的孩子呢？
How should parents lead our children?
他们给出的第一个建议竟然是多参加教会和学校这些活动。
Actually, the first suggestion is to attend activities in the church or in the community.
这是另外一篇文章里也是这个心理学家们给出的建议。
And it's also another article with a recommendation.
这个心理学家给出的建议，第一个是说，要在这个社区团体当中多谈这件事情。
Is to talk about this topic more in the community.
他说这个青少年的自杀好像是在我们面前摆着一个巨大的问题 ，in plain sight 啊，就是在我们家里，就是在我们周围发生的，但是很多人都不愿意谈这件事情。
They talk about this is like an enormous problem in plain sight, but many people don't want to talk about it.
尤其是我想华人当中也是这样。
Especially among the Chinese.
我常讲说家丑不可以外扬。
Because we said we cannot reveal these family secrets.
孩子们有了这些问题的时候呢，做父母有的时候是处于一种好像否定这种现象发生的一种的心理状态。
Sometimes the parents may have this attitude of denial.
不愿意接受这个现实。
they don't want to accept this reality.
They don't want
to talk about these kind of problems.
But these
problems will not disappear by themselves.
If we don't take aggressive action to help these children, this problem will only become
worse. If we don't take a proactive role to help, these problems only become worse.
那在这篇文章里也特别提到哈，这个充满爱的一个社区，在帮助这些孩子们健康成长当中是非常非常重要。
In this article, we talk about how important it is to have a loving community when the children were growing up.
其实青少年自杀的事情只是冰山的露出海面的一角而已。
So actually, the suicide problem for the youth is actually the tip of the iceberg.
是比较极端的状况。
Is a kind of an extreme condition.
是我们在新闻呢，在这个朋友圈里面也常常听到这样的事情。
Sometimes we hear about it in our circle of friends.
常常这些年轻人都很优秀的。
Actually, these children are very good.
学习很好，很聪明，什么拉琴啊、运动啊，可能都不错的。
They've been doing well in all kinds of academics as well as in music and sports.
可能在人群当中，人的面前看起来也很阳光的。
When you look at them in front of other people, they look very good.
但突然有一天说，哦，这个孩子自杀了。
And then suddenly one day you hear that you've committed suicide.
所以这件事只是冰山的一角，在他之前有很长的时间可能是处于一种潜伏，是一种大家不被注意的一种状态当中。
So actually maybe there were a lot of things happening in the past that people didn't realize.
许多的孩子可能没有走到那一步。
A lot of children really didn't get to that final step.
但可能是有严重的心理上的问题。
But they have serious psychological problems.
忧郁症啊，躁郁症啊等等的表现。
Anxiety, depression.
强迫症啊等等这些的事情。
So a lot of anxiety in their lives.
现在网络越来越发达。
Now the web is very advanced.
孩子们花很多的时间在网络上面，社交媒体当中。
They spend a lot of time on social media as well as on the web.
但这些心理学家研究的证明了说，越是网络发达的时期呢，这些青年人这种心理的问题呢越严重。
The psychologists actually say that they become more serious with the development of the web.
甚至有人讲说，这些网络的这些的事情呢，让这些孩子们越来越容易犯上这种心理上的问题。
And some people even say the internet is causing these children to have these problems.
就是因为这些年轻人好像都生活在一些虚拟的世界当中。
It's like they're living in this virtual world.
他们回到现实的世界当中，却不懂得如何跟真实的人去交往。
It's like they don't know how to deal with real people in the real world.
在这些事情上。我们不能等待心理学家、精神病专家这些医生的来帮助这些孩子。
We cannot wait for the psychologist or psychiatrist to help our children.
这些人的研究、这些人的帮助是有益处的。
Their help are beneficial.
但是最重要能够帮助我们孩子的是我们自己。
But the most important is us.
是我们这些做父母的。
Us parents.
是我们这些做祖父祖母的。
Us grandparents.
最重要能够帮助这些孩子是首先在我们的家庭当中
It's starting with our families.
而且很重要的我们这个教会的大家庭要联合在一起
And more importantly also our church community should be united together
要重视这个问题
And to face this problem
因为这个问题正是这个世代魔鬼要毁坏这些年轻人的入手点
Because that is the starting point for how Satan is going to go destroy this generation
仇敌来就是来毁坏杀害
The enemy comes to destroy and kill.
这个时代，他们就是用这种的方法，让孩子们 be isolated. 他们没有办法跟其他人一个好的联系。
Satan is using this method to isolate our children.
但是与撒旦不同的。
But it's different from.
耶稣基督来。
When Jesus came.
是让人得生命的。
To give life.
是让人在耶稣基督里面得丰盛生命的。
So that we can live abundantly.
耶稣基督来是来拆毁人与人之间那些拦阻的墙的。
Jesus came to destroy the barriers between men.
在基督的爱当中建立起一个充满爱的家庭和社区和教会。
In Christ's love, we can build a family, a community, a church with love.
那上个星期五呢，一个妈妈在我们当中做了一个见证。
Last Friday, a mother gave a testimony.
他的孩子十二岁
Her child is 12
从小就有一些多动症啊这些的问题出来
And then they have the child has a problem of ADHD
所以一直呢他的父母呢都很 就是在这个孩子身上花了很多心思。
So the parents have been spending a lot of thoughts and resources on the child.
那他们也是真是很艰难。
It's actually they are in a very difficult situation.
那有一次呢，这个妈妈就带着这个女儿参加一个基督徒的特会。
One time she brought her child to this Christian gathering.
因为那段时间他们实在是妈妈和女儿都心理上很多的压力。
Because they've been both the mother and the daughter has been receiving a lot of pressure in the heart.
那在那一次的特会当中，神就做很奇妙的工作。
But God has done a very special thing in that gathering.
在聚会的最后一天哈，讲员呼召人到前面来做见证。
In the last day, when the speaker was calling people to come forward to give testimonies,
他们没有想到说这个12岁的女孩子竟然愿意站到前面来做见证的。
The mother didn't realize that her 12-year-old daughter is willing to walk up there and give a testimony.
这个妈妈就把那一段的录音放给我们听。
So that mother gave us that recording and show us the recording.
那个女孩子就站在众人面前讲到说神如何借着那一次的特会来对她的心讲话。
That daughter was talking about how God was speaking to her in that gathering.
把我们的孩子带到上帝的面前。
Bring our children to God.
从小就把他们带到神的面前。
From they were young to in front of God.
你不知道神怎么在这个孩子身上做工。
You don't know how God is going to work on that child.
但是我们做父母的可以做的一件事情就是让这些孩子们最近的靠近上帝的恩典的所在。
But we can bring them close to God's grace.
下个星期就是我们的圣餐主日。
Next week is our Communion Sunday.
也是我们感恩节的特别的聚会。
It's also our special Thanksgiving.
一些弟兄姐妹已经预备好要在神的面前、众人的面前来做恩典的见证。
Some brothers and sisters have been prepared to give that testimony of Thanksgiving.
盼望我们一起来。
We hope that we can come together.
我们全家人一起来。
As the whole family come together.
来在这里经历上帝的恩典。
To experience God's grace.
这是在马拉基书整本旧约圣经的最后一句话。
In the book of Malachi, in the last verse for the entire Old Testament,
神会使父亲的心转向儿女。
It talks about how the hearts of children will be turned to God.
儿女的心就会转向父亲。
And the father turned to the children as well.
但愿在这件事情上，我们更多的经历上帝的恩典和作为。
May we experience God's grace more.
第二件事情我们一起来学习应用的。
The second thing we learn to apply together,
除了记得把我们的孩子们带到神的面前之外,
besides bringing our children in front of God,
我们借着今年我们过这些节日的期间呢,
in this time of celebrating the holidays and festivals,
帮助一些我们所知道的那些穷困的人,
to help those who are in need.
我们经常会使用这个 A Plus,那个building
啊。We use the A Plus building a lot.
那在那个旁边呢是一个美国的长老会。
There is a Presbyterian church right next to it.
那在这个长老会当中，他们一直已经20年了哈，他们在做这个帮助穷人的施工。
They've been helping the poor for the last 20 years.
他们叫这个彩虹之地。
They call it the Rainbow Place.
就在我们用的这个长老会的这个建筑里面。
Is in that building for the Presbyterian Church.
在那个 A Plus 的楼上哈，应该是三楼哈。他们是从每年的11月份开始，到第二年的4月份呢，专门收留一些无家可归的妇女。
From the month of November to April every year, they've been helping those homeless women.
这是他们的那些的志愿者哈，义工，包括成年人，也包括这些的年轻人。
These are the volunteers, including adults and youths.
那尤其在过节的时候，他们会收集一些的奉献的一些物品来给这些无家可归的妇女。
They will be gathering gifts to give to these homeless families.
那每天呢，服侍他们基本的这些生活的需要，吃饭、睡觉的地方。
Every day they will be helping them with the basic needs for each day, such as food and just sleeping there.
他们为什么选择每年的11月份到第二年的4月份呢
？Why do they choose November to April？
因为这一段时间是最艰难、最冷的时间。
Because it is the most difficult and cold time of the year.
对于那些突然出了紧急的状况、找不到住处的这些的妇女是非常艰难的。
It's very difficult for women who suddenly encounter unexpected circumstances that don't have a home.
以前我们遇到一个姊妹。
In the past, we encountered one sister.
因为她丈夫家暴。
Because the husband
家里打人。
have a domestic violence.
这个警察就说，要给太太找一个临时的住处。
So the police was looking for a temporary shelter for the wife.
那警察打一些电话，然后就把这个太太就送到一个地方。
So after some phone calls, the police send the woman to a place.
那我现在知道就是这种的地方。
Now I know it's this kind of place.
有一些教会，有一些的福利机构哈，专门是帮助这些突然有这个临时需要的这些的妇女。
So there are some organizations and communities and churches would especially help these women.
所以这是在他们的网站上哈写的他们的使命的宣言。
This is the mission statement on their website.
彩虹之地的使命呢，是在寒冷的季节里为妇女们提供紧急的过夜居所，在她们找到更好的居住地方之前呢，提供帮助。
So the Rainbow Place is to provide the shelter for the women before they find a permanent place.
我们打电话过去，他们的负责人说，他们平均每个晚上会服侍到28个左右的妇女。
Their co-workers told us that on the average they would help 28 women.
那这些妇女呢，在她们找到更好的居住的地方之前呢，她们就暂时聚在这里。
So they would temporarily stay there before they find a permanent residence.
有的人住可能住一个晚上。
Maybe they stay one night.
有的人可能住的时间比较久一点。
And some people stay longer.
但是那是他们最需要帮助的时间。
And that is the time of the most urgent need.
他说他们帮助的对象呢，就是提供紧急的临时的住处，帮助无家可归的妇女度过一开始的难关。我们首要的目的是帮助这些妇女有一个安全的居所，特别是在天气寒冷的冬季，不必流浪街头。
So they would want to provide a safe shelter in that transitional period, especially in that cold season.
我们怎么可以参与呢？
How do we participate?
他们就告诉我们具体的一些参与的方式。
They told us some concrete things we can do.
他说，为了完成我们的使命，我们一整年呢都需要很多的义工，除了奉献金钱之外。奉献物品呢，或参与服事，都是我们所需要的服事。
So they need volunteers, offerings, as well as gifts, or participants in the ministries.
请大家拿出今天你进门的时候这个单张发给大家的。
Take out the pamphlet that you were given when you enter today.
正面是我们的代祷事项。
The first side is our prayer items.
反面就是彩虹之地的他们提供给我们的奉献的清单。
The reverse side is really the list of items that the Rainbow Place needs.
特别是那个身体字印的这一部分，他们特别标注这是紧急的需要。
The boldface items are the ones with urgent need.
你看看他们的紧急需要都是什么
？And you look at what is the urgent needs that they needed.
早餐。
Breakfast.
服侍这些食物的这些的盘子、这些的碗、这些杯子。
All the cups and plates that they need to serve these families.
换句话说，这些都是最基本的这些人的需要。
Meaning that those are the most basic needs.
所以我们盼望这一次哈，我们能够借着我们的奉献。
We pray that this time for our offering.
帮助到这些有实际需要的人。
To help those with concrete needs.
也借着这个机会把上帝的恩典与这些人分享。
And also be able to share God's grace with them.
也有机会呢，把上帝的爱带到就是在我们身边这些的邻居。
And also to bring God's love to those neighbors of ours.
他们真的是我们的邻居哦。
They are our neighbors.
我们每次用这个教会的 building 的时候，他们就在我们的旁边的。
Every time when we use that building, they are our surrounding.
所以呢，今天大家知道这件事情。
So today you know about this.
下个星期天12月1号是我们的奉献日。
The next week is our day of offering.
那这一次呢，我们就是物品奉献。
This time we're offering goods.
你可以照着上面的清单。
You can according to that list.
你可以买这些的紧急的需要的东西。
You can buy those items that are urgently needed.
也有一些的需要是他们长期需要的东西。
They also needed long term.
那你可以照着这个清单把你的东西带来。
According to this list, you can bring your stuff.
我们专门有同工负责收这些的奉献。
There will be co-workers collecting.
然后呢，收集好以后呢，我们就尽快的送到这个彩虹之地。
Once we collect it, we'll send it over there.
那我们特别问这些同工说你们到底需要多少呢
And they also ask, we also ask them how many people do you need?
同工告诉我们说我们接下来5个月都会每一天呢都服侍这些的妇女
They told us that in the next 5 months every day they will be serving these people
他的意思是说有多少我们都收的。
That means any number of people we will take.
所以我们就先为这件事情祷告。
Let's first pray for them.
尽我们所能的摆上我们自己的一份。
According to our own what we have, we will give.
让人得益处。
To benefit others.
让上帝得荣耀。
To glorify God.
所以今天的结论就是这样。
Our conclusion today.
我们怎么来过节？
How do we celebrate a festival?
基督徒当如何照着神的心意过节？
How should we celebrate a festival according to God's will?
在我们过节的时候要纪念神过往的恩典。
We need to remember what God's grace in the past.
不要忘记他曾经的作为。
Do not forget what he did for us in the past.
同时纪念我们今天我们的生命气息我们一切的祝福都是从神来的。
And remember what we have today all comes from God.
并且我们在这里是警醒祷告。
And also we are vigilant and prayerful right here.
等候主的再来。
To wait for his coming again.
当主再来的日子。
And the day when he's come again.
当我们面对面见主的那个时刻。
When we see God face to face.
我们可以坦然地去见他。
So that we can come before him unafraid.
可以听到主的夸奖的话说。
So that we can hear God's words of praise.
你们是又良善又忠心又有见识的好管家。
So that we can hear that you are good and faithful servants and stewards.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们带着感恩的心在你的面前聚集。
Heavenly Father, we come with a heart of thanksgiving.
在这里，我们定义要活出你在我们当中的旨意。
We have decided to live out the will.
你实在是恩待了我们。
Because you have been gracious to us.
借着耶稣基督把那个永生的礼物白白的给了我们。
That you have given us the gift of eternal life freely.
当我们凭着信心领受的那一刻，我们就是与神有永远同在的那个确据的人。
Because when we receive that by faith, that we have that promise that you will be with you forever.
而且你在过往的年日当中，这样的丰富的赐福了我们每一个人。
In the past that you have treated us abundantly.
在你面前有生命气息。
That we have life before you.
有生活上的各样的充足的供应和需要。
That we have been supplied abundantly in our lives.
我们愿意来到你的面前，带着一个感恩的心来向你发出敬拜。
We also want to come before you to worship you, with heart of thanksgiving.
也是心甘情愿的把你赐给我们这些丰盛的恩典与人来分享。
Willingly we give what you have shared with us to share with others.
奉献在你国度当中。
To offer into your kingdom.
就求你在我们当中兴起，合你心意的事工来。
We ask that you raise up ministry that are according to your will.
让我们带着信心与你一起来同工。
So through faith we can co-work with you.
让更多的人能够蒙受你丰盛的恩典。
So that more people will receive your grace.
请你赐福我们每一个人的家庭。
May you bless every single family of ours.
在我们的家中，这个信仰是一代一代的不断的传递下去的。
So that our faith can be passed down from generation to generation.
让我们的年轻一代能够活在上帝的恩典和救赎当中。
So that our younger generation will be able to live in your salvation and grace.
求你给我们一颗怜悯的心。
Give us a heart of mercy.
看到这些有需要的穷人的时候。
As we see those poor with needs.
我们就替你来分配这些物资的需要。
So that for you we'll be distributing them material that they need.
让他们在这个寒冷的季节当中。
In this cold season.
能够感受到那个来自于上帝的温暖。
They can experience the warmth from God.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.